I've got a Baofeng UV5R, one of their current models, and let me just tell you, if I drop that thing in the lake, I'm not going to cry. But if I drop my Motorola in the lake, I'd cry.
I would too. And let me just say this. If you drop the Motorola in the lake, you could probably take it back out if you could find it, and it would still be working.
Yeah, that I have no doubt. They're that good of quality. But I guarantee you that Baofeng wouldn't.
Definitely not.
Yeah, but you know, for what they are and for what you pay for them, the Baofeng is a good little radio, you know. Like I said, for what you pay and for what they are, they work good.
They are really good little radios. You know, when I sit here and I'm just waiting on my next school bus run, I have the handheld Baofeng. I got it with the radio station, police, fire. I turn the scanner on and I pop the radio on and I'll just be sitting here listening to it until it's time to go. And I'll be listening to the ham radio too.
Really? So what ham frequencies are you monitoring?
Especially besides this mobile, when I monitor on the dial thing, I usually listen to 147.195 and 443.450. Those are my local repeaters here in Pickens. They're also the Racy's repeaters, so I'm a part of the Pickens County Communications Group, the Racy's group, so I monitor those because now it's getting spring time and we can be more prone to seeing like tornadic activity and severe thunderstorms and stuff, so it's always nice to have the handheld to listen to that. And if I need to report something, I can just flip down to channel 1 on the latch track and put out there what I need to report.
So, and I tell you what, I'm, you know, since I'm up towards the other end of the area. The Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Society has started up a Simplex emergency net.
Can I find that on K4WWZ?
K4WWA. It's up on 14533 is the repeater, and it's got an offset of 95.1, I believe it is. And, yeah, they've just recently done their first test on the Simplex net. And, man, I'm going to tell you what, it is amazing just how far these radios will transmit Simplex.
Simplex is line of sight communication. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Simplex is just as far as you can go without a repeater.
Definitely sounds interesting. I'll have to look into that sometime.
And hit that repeater. We have a net check-in on Monday nights at 7:30. And you can find out all about it every Monday night at 7:30. And I tell you what, we're going to be getting to where we're going to try to practice passing traffic on a Simplex set next time around. So we've already got a grid map laid out and a matrix to where we can pass messages. Matter of fact, we can pass messages all the way up into Brevard, North Carolina, up into Tryon, and all the way down to Southern Greenville County and over to Easley so far.
That's perfect. I would like to invite you to our Racy. Excuse me. We have a Racy's net tonight. Usually Vandal will use 70 centimeters. But you can also listen to our net on the 147.195 machine. However, if I was you, if you want the transmit, go to 443-450, and we'll be checking in there tonight. So if you'd like to join us, please come on and join us.
Okay, and what time is that? All right. Well, good deal. And give me that repeater number again. 44, what was it?
43-450.
45, okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind, bud. And listen, come on up there to 14533 on Monday night. I think you'd find it interesting. So, well, your first name was Chandler, wasn't it?
Sure.
Well, good deal, Chandler. I pulled up here to pick up a buddy of mine, and I got to run in and gather him up. So I'm gonna say 73s to you, and I enjoyed the QSO and the ride-along this morning. You take it easy, and you might just hear me in there tonight. 8 o'clock, 443-45. So, 73's K and 4, BWA, I'll be clear after 5.
BWA, K and 4, WWC, 73, sir, and I'll talk to you tonight. See you later. Thank you for your QSO.
K4RM Mobile.
Good morning, Grant. This is your OTR Mobile.
How are you doing today?
We're just down here at Legals and Taylor's. Let me turn this other radio down, friend. And heading towards the Rouse House now, back home.
Rouse, that has a certain ring to it, Tom. I like that.
Up a little bit. I get a little scratchy on that last one. It's probably my location. There's a spot up here. It's kind of in the shadow of Ferris Mountain, friend. Well, what have you guys been up to lately?
Lifted it up a notch. Maybe that's better. I said going to the Rouse House, that has a little bit of a ring to it. I like that. We've just been trying to keep it between the ditches and keep our head low. Over.
It's about all you can do nowadays, friend. Yes, Dad always, he was a railroader, so he always said, we're going to the roundhouse, which that was true back then. I remember they had a roundhouse there for the old steam engines, and then they used it for the diesels when they went to diesels. I never really seen any steam engines on that turntable, but I did see a lot of diesels, and I've actually rode on it.
But what you're referring to is where they sent them back to where they could turn them around and send them the other way on the track.
Roundhouse was there at where they serviced the engines, and you would drive on to this pond, and then the tracks would turn around above that pond and line you up with the other track that you were going out on. And they had... I actually got to work on the crane inside one time. They had a crane that would lift 250 tons, and I think it was 230 volts DC. It wasn't AC anyways, which was kind of rare in my days to think about having a DC drive over there in the railroad yards, but they did. Dad got knocked out of there was a control booth. It looked like one of these little houses along the railroad, and you go in that, and it got hit by lightning when he was inside that one night, and it jarred him pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, but you, I'm talking to Tom, but yeah, did you say that was your dad, Tom, that got shocked like that?
Yes, he was in there. He didn't get hurt badly or anything like that, but I don't know if he lost consciousness or what, but it was a real close strike while he was turning that around, and I don't know how he happened to be in it, because he was a fireman at the time, but you never know back then, but that train in there would lift up a diesel engine, or lift up all the coal-fired engines back then, which were really heavy. And I know if you go to one of these larger museums, like the Ford Museum, they still have a roundhouse up there, and they have steam engines in there to see. And it's just kind of interesting to me. Ben's dad was a railroad. Go ahead, Ben. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
Up to you guys. Just wanted to let you know that I'm actually en route to pick up our guest and take her to the airport. If you wanted to see her before she heads out, she's at McAllister Square for the next, you know, say 10 minutes or so. Anyway, I didn't know if you were in the area. I just wanted to pass that traffic, and I'll be clear. KO4RAM clear and listening.
No, I don't have time to see her, but tell her we wish her a safe trip back to the state of Washington. And say hello to Tom, Ben. He spoke to you.
I didn't hear it on this end. I wish 7-3s to both of you guys. I'm just sorry to cut in, but I needed to pass that really quickly. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good conversation and a good day. And I got to go here in a moment and hop off to get the guest. But I hope you guys have a good QSO or whatever conversation, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks. KO4RIM clear.
Okay, Ben, pleasure's all mine. Nice to meet you today, and you have a great day. And back over to you, Fred, K4RM and 0TR. Boy, his call is real close to yours.
Yeah, funny, is, of course, his was, mine's a vanity, of course, but his was, you know, his first issue when he got his tech license, so we thought it was kind of funny. But, yeah, we had a guest in the house who is flying back to the state of Washington today, and Ben is delivering her to the airport, literally as we speak, or he's about to pick her up and take her to the airport. But anyway, I knew he was going to be out doing that, and that's why I called him when I got in my car. But she's got a cross-country flight this afternoon, so I'm not sure what time she arrives out there, but she'll pick up 3 hours, you know, going that way. Over.
This is N0T4, TR. Oh, I'm mixed up. I must have heard, missed part of that when Ben come in there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interfere, Fred. I just heard your call. But is that your son?
Our son, Ben. His first name is Joel. If you look him up on QRZ, you'll see Joel. But he goes by Ben because his middle name is Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. But, yeah, he got his tech license a while back, and trying to get him interested in upgrading. He's real interested in CW. In fact, he's pretty much learned all of his characters. He needs to work on his copying skills. But he's interested in stuff like that portion of the hobby, which, you know, I'm glad he is. I'm glad he's taking interest in it in general, but specifically in CW. But he's a pretty fast learner, so I think if he puts his head to it, he can do it.
Like your dad, I'm sure he can do it. Well, that's great, Fred. That's my favorite mode. I worked 4 or 5 nice ones last night. I can't tell you what all they were, but I did talk to one gentleman I'd talked to before. I was trying to remember where that was at, but another one in Kenya, and felt quite a bit to Africa lately on CW. Somalia, I don't know, just quite a few down in there, Swaziland and different things. But anyways, it's a lot of fun, and my friend KO4LAO, Jim, he's really doing great. I talked to him on CW the other night, and we all need to work on our copying. That's the hardest part of it, and Jim's doing really well. He took Morse Academy, or still does, and I've never done it because I learned mine on cassette tapes back in the old days, Fred, but it sounds like a good place to learn. And another thing that's good to learn is what they call code words. When you start doing words that are the most commonly used, it makes it a lot easier to copy.
Yeah, I think I've heard you speak of that before, Tom. I'm pretty sure I have. Well, that's great. Well, anyway, wish Ben success in that. I think if he puts his head to it, he'll do it. But anyway, I've arrived at my destination, and I got to hop out here, but no problem with you coming in there. I just threw out his call sign and mine to see if he would answer. So no problem at all, Tom. Say hello to Bernice for me, and hope you guys have a good rest of the day at the Rouse House. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, this is K4RM Mobile. I'll be out on yours.
Hi, Fred.
And that was the War Department. Okay, Fred, nice to hear you. Yeah, I always encourage people to do that. It's a great mode, and when you can't hear anything on sideband, you can always go to CW. I use both, but probably 98% CW. And she can watch TV, and I can run CW at the same time. It doesn't bother her. She wouldn't tolerate Riddy, but she don't mind the CW. Take care. I think I might go buy me a locking gas cap. Pretty soon these this gasoline's going to be like diamonds, and it ain't going to stop going up. And they might decide they want to borrow some. 73 spread. K4RM and 0TR 73.